Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, this is Chris Miles here on the Chris Miles Money Show. Well, teaching you guys how to free up more cash flow today, how to live prosperously, how to have more freedom right now, not 30 or 40,000 years from now. It's all about cash flow. It's all about freedom and prosperity today. Hey, I'm excited to have our special guest on the show today, and especially excited to have you guys on as well. If you haven't done so, be sure to subscribe to us on iTunes, the Chris Miles Money Show. Be sure to do that. And also, you know, be sure to check out our website. If you haven't done so, if you want more tools, more free resources, go to moneyripples.com and check out blogs. There's events. There's all kinds of things that you can take a look at. There's also our free ebook, Beyond Rice and Beans, How to Free Up Seven Secrets to Free Up Cash Today. So love to be able to serve you and deliver any value I can to you, both on and off the air. So my guest today is someone that I've known now for the past year and really highly respected. Ron Phillips here, he's actually the CEO of the Wealth Accelerator System. He's a real estate investor. He's an author. He's an educator. I'll tell you, over the past 5 years, this guy has done amazing things for his clients. All of you guys, you know that when I have guests on here, I do not like to have posers. I like to have people that are the real deal, people that are actually going out there and doing it. It's something there's for me, like, integrity is a big, big deal, and that you guys get their very best. And Ron is definitely one of those guys. From what I've seen from him, what he's done for some of my clients, I've seen that him get them some great things, you know, and I'll tell you, I mean, it's not just them. I mean, thousands of people have been benefited from his system, from his team that supports you in doing real estate investing. And the thing is that he walks the walk himself too, and very knowledgeable. Very amazing guy to have on the show. So, Ron, thanks for being on.
Hey, thanks for the invitation, and thank you for the kind words. It's nice to be here and be able to reach more people.
Absolutely, man. It's my pleasure to have you. So, so tell us more about you. Like, what's your journey? What's your story? What led you to this point?
You know, it's interesting. I imagine my story isn't a whole lot different than a lot of people listening. And I was, you talk about money and you talk about the correct principles with money and all of these things. Well, I was a guy who was making quite a bit of money. I was a director of sales for a large company in Kansas City, and I had a pretty good salary, but, you know, I lived my salary and I didn't save much. And, all of a sudden the, company I was working for, the owner told me on Monday that he couldn't pay me anymore, and that he was going to scale down his business, and there I was, left with no money, no job, and searching, and I had a young family. I've been reading a book called The Millionaire Mind, and some of Robert Kiyosaki's books, and
right.
So I decided to go attended a seminar, and spent a bunch of money on it, like probably a lot of people here have. The difference is that I had nothing to lose, and I had a set of talents that I had acquired over the years to negotiate. So I went out and negotiated my first deal, and it changed my life. And I didn't know at the time that I would be, 5 years later, I'd be helping people invest in real estate. But, I flipped properties for 4.5 to 5 years, and then I started helping people acquire assets, which I think is far better than buying and selling them. Frankly.
Yeah.
So that's the short version of my story, but
so you actually turned from flipper to a cash flow investor, huh?
Yeah, I like to say I became an investor. You know, at all those seminars they say that if you're out there rehabbing and flipping properties, you're an investor, but you really aren't.
Right.
Investing is where your money works for you, not you work for the money. And so once I figured that out, I changed my philosophy and I decided since I had built this machine, it would be easy to plug people into it. And so that's what I do today. I help people do the same thing I do.
That's awesome. Yeah, I've noticed in my experience, people, well, one of two things with people that are flipping is either one, they're flipping because they have no clue what they're doing and it just sounds good. And especially if they go hear somebody at a seminar, they'll say, hey, I made like $50,000 in 3 months off this one property. And people are thinking, holy cow, that's awesome. Although they don't realize that a lot of times it took 10 properties to finally get that 50,000, you know?
Well, yeah, and not to mention the 60 to 80 hours it took to find that deal and find the buyers and line everybody up. I mean, I worked more hours rehabbing than I did at my previous job that I got laid off from. I mean, that was not what I was after. I was after more time with my family, not less time.
Right. He didn't want to be like Napoleon Dynamite saying, it's like an hour.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, listen, you can make a lot of money. I don't want to bash flippers. I did it for 4.5 years. I made a great living doing it. So, I mean, and God knows I needed a job, Chris. So I went out and created one, and I think a lot more people in America should do that. But it was not what I ultimately wanted.
Sure. Yeah, you wanted the freedom that came with it, not just a job, right?
Exactly.
It makes sense. Totally makes sense. Now, I had somebody today, just messaged me out of the blue, and in a conversation, she even mentioned, she's like, hey, I'm in a lot of debt, and I'm realizing that even getting a degree may not be enough to pay for the student loans. I need to get really creative. I'm thinking about doing things with real estate investing. You know, what would you say to someone like that?
You know, funny you mentioned that. I just got back from Washington, D.C. We did a couple of events out there. And I had that very same question after the event. People always come up and ask me questions, and there was one very similar to that. you know, there's an order of things, and I tell people that, you know, people want to hear that there's some magic pill or there's some sauce that I can sprinkle, and it makes all of their financial problems go away, and that's just flat not true. The reality is that you need money to invest. And if you don't have money and you invest, the reality is that you're gambling. And, you know, the house almost always wins. So I tell people that as painful as it may be, you need to save up some money first. And so the way I would tell somebody like that to be creative is to go get an extra job, make a little bit more money, do some of the things that you teach so that they can free up some cash flow so that they can save it and have the capital to be able to invest in assets. Getting rich quick usually means getting broke quick.
Right. Yeah, it's interesting you say that because I know many people, if they do encourage real estate investing, they'll say, oh, no, you don't need that. You can go get credit partners. You can go get someone to give you the money down. And you're saying that's pretty much gambling, especially if you don't know what you're doing, right?
Well, listen, I mean, if you want to go get credit partners and you want to do deals with people, that's all well and good. But the problem that stems from that is that, you know, partnerships usually don't work out very well. And I can almost promise that the person who has the money is going to win that. And so if you're the guy going in or gal and you're doing all the work and you're finding deals for this partnership, ultimately at some point your partnership's going to fail. And I promise the person with money is going to come out on top of that deal, you know? And so, there's a bunch of creative ways you do things. And I didn't have any money. I did my first deal with zero money. And, you know, you can do those things. But the thing that I tell people is, you know, this lady out in D.C., she had a job. She worked 40 hours a week. So what I did with no money down, you can't do in 5 hours a week. It's all of the seminar guys will tell you can, but you just can't. I spent 60 to 80 hours a week, and all I did was find deals and find buyers. And my brother, who I convinced to go into business with me, he ran our crews. So, I mean, this is it turns into a big business, and, you know, especially in a good market like we have today, it's really hard to find deals. And there's a lot of people out there who are your competition. So unless you have a lot of time, to contrast your $0, you're probably not going to do so well.
Yeah. So what would be your answer to that?
Well, I mean, it's get creative with some of the things that you do, Chris, mm-hmm. Free up cash flow, and then work hard. It's work hard and be smart with your money. Don't spend your money on foolish things. Save it. I had some people about 6 years ago, and I actually have a video on my YouTube page and on my website, the Petersons. They came in, they had a ton of debt. They say it in their video, And I told them they shouldn't buy any real estate, and that's the truth. You know, when you have $60,000 of credit card debt, you barely make enough money to make ends meet every month, you don't have any business buying real estate because there's costs associated with owning those assets. But what I told them was, you know, go get an extra job, take all the money, save it, and within a few months, you're going to have enough money to be able to invest. And they did. After 2 years, they owned a duplex. They owned several pieces of land, and they had paid off all their credit cards.
Wow.
It's possible to do those things. And, you know, and you don't have to do this tribal thing where you, you go out in the sticks and build your fort and you don't have any fun and you don't eat any food and you know, whittle away to nothing. You don't have to do that to be able to do it. You just have to be creative and you have to work hard, you know, to be smart with your money.
No rum and real estate investing, right? Like live off real estate.
It's really not necessary. I enjoy life. I love life, and I think everybody else should too. I just don't like to, paint things a way that they're not.
Yeah, absolutely agree with that. Now I know one thing you mentioned too is not getting rich quick, right? I mean that's one thing you're kind of warning people against. Now you've got a book called Getting Rich the Right Way. You know, tell us about that. Tell us what that book is really talking to you about.
Well, it talks about the opposite of what is taught in America. In America, everybody wants everything right now. And, you know, they think that you can make $1 million in 3 months and they're willing to go pay anybody to learn how to do it. Well, the reality is that the people who are teaching the seminars and who are telling people they can make $1 million in a very short amount of time, most of them didn't make their money that way. And most of them are making millions of dollars by preaching instead of by doing.
So true.
So the idea of the book is to say, hey, look, the way that wealthy people, true wealth, generational wealth, the way those people got wealthy was by owning assets for long term. And so I take real estate. It could just as easily be businesses or any other kind of asset class. But I believe in real estate and I know it. And so in the book, I tell people, look, the idea isn't to buy and sell assets. The idea is to buy and own and control assets long term. Watch them grow. Watch them spin off cash flow. Watch them replace your income. And, you know, once you've done that, I mean, imagine having, you know, a couple of apartment complexes paid off and just generating wealth for generations. That's a long term thing. People aren't just going to go rush out there and buy $10 million worth of real estate tomorrow, but you certainly can do that.
Yeah.
And it just takes some time, Chris, and it takes somebody to help you understand what you should buy first, what you should buy second, and how things progress. And that's what the book does. It does it in a very simplistic way so that anybody can understand it.
That's awesome. Yeah, I should buy mine on Amazon.com, so I think it's still available for sale there, correct?
It is, yeah. Or on my website, ron-phillips.com.
Awesome. Yeah, so you definitely buy from you directly too. Cool. Awesome. Now, have you read who would you say is the right person? When is it the right time for someone to do real estate investing?
It really depends on the person and it depends on what their assets are. So, one of the things that we do here that's different than a lot of other people is that we offer people a free financial assessment so we can see where they are and also so we can see where they're going.
Yeah.
Real estate's not a one-size-fits-all. Contrary to popular belief out there, it's not one-size-fits-all. So it's something for someone who's 65, a plan for them is going to be completely different than someone who's 30 or 40. But, you know, you need to have somewhere between five and several million dollars worth of usable assets, investable assets.
Now, when you say five and several million, you mean 5,000 or?
Yeah.
Okay. Just want to make sure you weren't saying so 5 million and several million.
You don't have to have a ton. You don't have to start with a ton.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you're starting with a small amount, you just need to understand that it's going to take you a little longer than a guy who's starting with half a million.
Right.
You know, it took that person an amount of time to generate $500,000 to be able to invest today. So if you're starting with five or 10 or 20, it's going to take a little longer than it is for the person with $500,000, but that's okay. You got to start somewhere.
That's right. And I don't think that, to kind of clarify too, I think you would agree with this. It doesn't even necessarily have to be just cash. That could even be money in an IRA or 401k, correct?
Yeah, actually, one of the most powerful things that we do is help people understand the power of their 401ks, IRAs. These are assets that for most people, as I'm sure you've already told them, are dead, or they're worse. They're already they're decaying. They're already buried and they're decaying.
Yep.
And you know, most people they pay a broker every single year whether or not their money goes up, and most of the time their money goes down.
Yeah.
And they still pay the broker, right? So what we see is that most people are losing money in their accounts, and we can turn that into a positive cash flow with an appreciating asset. And so I'd say probably 50 to 60% of the people we help them with assets that do not touch their pocketbook on a monthly basis.
That's awesome. Well, and I think the thing, the power behind that is this, is that, you know, as you mentioned, one, you have a decaying possible investment, right? Even if it does grow, you know, because a lot of people right now are feeling this nice sense of security because they've seen, you know, quite a few up years in a row in their money, right? But what I've noticed, though, is that even though there's up years, the problem is until you actually cash the money out, until it's in your hands, that money's not real. Like, you know, you never make money until you sell, you know? So in this sense, you have something that does not generate a dime of cash flow. You know, a 401k or an IRA does not generate cash flow. It only takes money out of your pocket. If anything, it's an expense, not an investment. But on top of that, you're saying, hey, what if we could put this in something like real estate? And this now starts generating monthly cash flow that can be used again to then generate more money, more cash that could go into more properties, and that keeps gathering more and more cash flow. So instead of this accumulation method, you have this acceleration method that's allowing you to create wealth more quickly. And even though you're saying it takes time, your takes time is a lot different than, you know, the financial advisor that hope and pray it's 30 or 40 years, which is not even true anyways, right?
Yeah, because your money stays flatter, it goes down. And I would a couple of points on what you just said. I wholeheartedly agree with you. But everybody who's listening to this program who thinks that the security that they felt over the last few years as their money comes back and breaks even, possibly, just take a look at the chart. You know, look at the gold chart, what it did. Look at the real estate chart, what it did. Look at what's going on right now with the stock market, and you tell me that it's secure. I tell you that it's what goes up will come down, and it's only a matter of time. It's not if, but it's when. And all of the gains that these people who have made will be wiped out, and they'll be wiped out in a very short amount of time. Point two is that this acceleration of wealth is really simple. It's the rule of 72, and people don't understand the difference between a 3 or a 4% return and a 15 to 20% return and how that impacts their money inside their accounts. There's this guy out there going around and saying that his clients, he's all over the radio and TV, his clients make a reasonable rate of return and they're safe. Well, I'm sorry, but 4 or 5% is not reasonable to me. That's a savings rate. That is not an investment rate.
Right.
And it's not reasonable because it doesn't barely keep pace with inflation, and it doesn't take into consideration the brokerage fees that you have to pay.
Right.
So what we do is we create an asset that has a rate of return, which is called appreciation. It also has a cash flow rate of return, and that money goes back in. And as you said, what our clients do is they take this money, it piles up inside of their IRAs, retirement accounts, and then we reinvest it. One of the things that people don't realize is that their retirement accounts can go and they can take loans just like an individual can, and they can leverage real estate and own real estate inside of their retirement accounts if they're averse to taking their money out.
Yeah.
There are so many strategies to use that money wisely and generate returns that can double your money in 3, 4, 5, even 6, 7 years, which is, it's so, so far and away accelerated compared to what they're doing right now.
Absolutely. Oh, man, that's awesome. Yeah, there's a lot of great points in that, too. And the thing is, I hope the listeners are getting this. There's a lot of depth behind that, what you just said, that we could probably create several shows just on some of these topics here. Because there's
absolutely. I try to, in my live presentation, I try to cram most of that information in 2 hours. And the reality is it could be 2, 3, or 4 days worth of information.
Easily.
The benefit that we give our clients is we have one-on-one interaction. So a lot of the things that we teach don't apply to everybody. But when we meet with an individual, we can educate them on everything that applies to them, where their assets are, how their assets are placed, and what you can actually do with those assets housed wherever they may be. And so, like I said, it's not one size fits all. We really do a customized plan for whoever it is that we're talking to.
That's right. Man. No, I love that too. And the thing is, I mean, you mentioned about rate of return too. And you mentioned 4 or 5%. And I can hear maybe a few people saying, well, that's not what I get. But I'll have you consider that, you know, I've seen some people try to present things saying, even when they're not in favor of the stock market, they'll say, well, the stock market does 10.8% average return. People don't even realize that's not even a real return. That average is not actual returns, because once you have a negative year, it takes a way more positive number to get you back to zero. So, for example, if you lose 50%, you need 100% to break even. Now, all of a sudden, the average return doesn't make any difference. It's not even a real number. The actual yield, what you really get, is the key. And so, you know, I've noticed that a lot of times, if you're lucky, if you match what the market does, the market's closer to about 7.5% average return. If you were to even get that, minus the broker fees you talked about, you're saying, yeah, 4 or 5% is a pretty decent return. That's pretty good for mutual
funds. That's really good.
Yeah.
Because what I see most of my clients don't make anywhere close to that.
No, especially,
you know, they'll say, and the real key question, Chris, is, have you made that consistently for 10 years?
Right.
And, you know, when I ask that question and I say for 10 years, hands go down. People don't make 5% or more for 10 years consistently. And so the rule of 72 isn't about averages. It's about consistency. If you can get 5% a year consistently, well, that's a wholly different thing than whether you get 10% for 2 years and then you lose money for the rest of the years.
Right.
I can make anything look good on average, but that's not the rate you get inside of your account. I have people come in and they'll be like, "Well, it shows that I'm getting this, but my money doesn't show that I'm getting that." Well, that's why, because you're paying brokerage fees, you're paying taxes, you're paying all of these fees. On top of the fact that the average is not really what you see inside of your portfolio.
That's right. Absolutely. I had a friend who said once, he said, you know, average returns, you know, say on average I'm doing really well, is like saying, okay, you know, on average I'm going to stand between two shower heads, one scalding hot and the other one's ice cold. And on average, it's warm.
Well, it's like my golf game. It's like me, you know, when people ask me if I'm a good golfer, I say, you know, and I'm about 1 or 2 over par.
Right.
But I'm 1 or 2 over par on every hole. And that's not a good golf game, right? So
right.
It's the same thing if your account is like my golf game, you've got a problem.
That's right. Yeah, figures don't lie, but liars figure, right?
Absolutely.
So, and I know I've seen a lot of your properties. I mean, I'm on your weekly email list that I'd recommend. If you're interested in real estate, you should definitely get on his email list for sure. But yeah, seeing like the properties you guys have, and I know those aren't even the best properties, 15 to 20% is pretty conservative. I mean, that's more just cash on cash, you know, the net cash flow you get from the property. That's not including things you talk about like appreciation, not including that you're paying down the loan and increasing your equity, not including tax benefits that people get. I mean, there's a lot of other factors there too.
Yeah, I mean, let's just take one of those. What people fail to realize is that when you have a tenant inside of your property and they're paying the payment on the property, they're in essence paying your mortgage down. And that is a real hard return every single year. And people discount that. People discount the appreciation on the property. People discount all of these returns. And I say, okay, that's fine. You discount whatever you want to. But, when you can get cash on cash returns that are double digit,
mm-hmm.
you can afford to discount all the other stuff, even though there's legitimately someone in your property paying down your mortgage, which is real money going into your pocket every single month.
Right.
There's real benefits from you know, the tax benefits that come from owning real estate. That's real money in your pocket. You can discount all that if you want to, but you can't discount the fact that double-digit cash-on-cash returns every single year, whether you're skiing, whether you're at the gym, whether you're at your job, whether you're with your family, it doesn't really matter. These little businesses, these little machines, they stand out there and they crank out money, and they do it every month, and they do it whether you're golfing or whether you're working. It's irrelevant.
Right. Well, I think it's a powerful point. I mean, you mentioned, say, for example, somebody's making $60,000 a year listening to this, right? I mean, the person that's working $60,000 a year working for a company won't have the same tax benefit someone doing real estate. It may only require $50,000 a year, give or take, to have the same exact kind of lifestyle. Maybe not even that much. And it's not as hard as some people think. I think that's one of the key things that you teach as well, is that it does take work, it does take time, but it's not the same as what it takes to, you know, save up millions and millions of dollars to hopefully live a middle-class lifestyle, saving that money away. You cannot save your way to wealth. It's got to create and generate cash flow, just like we teach on the show all the time.
Well, yeah, absolutely. You listen, I hear so many people. You know, the thing that disgusts me is when I have people come in that are 70 years old and they had some, I'm going to try to be nice here. They had some ignorant financial planner put them in some kind of an account and tell them they're going to get 8% on their money, show them what 8% on their money does every year, and then all of a sudden they're making 1% on their money. They can't live. They got to go back to work. Yep. Not to mention, well, either that or they get to cannibalize all of the capital that's sitting in their account, which should be earning them money.
Right.
And it infuriates me. What some financial planners do. And the other thing that infuriates me is what some of these seminar peddlers out there go out and they sell $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 worth of crap to people. And they fill them full of all of this, positive mojo. And then the people get out there in the real world, they realize they can't do it. They've spent $50,000 that they supposedly invested. They own zero real estate, but they have an accounting firm to help them with the money they're not making. They have LLCs for the properties they don't own, and all of this education with which they can do nothing.
Right.
And for $50,000, they should have $1,000 a month cash flow coming in and assets increasing in value and every other benefit that we've talked about. And I get riled up at my seminars because people, after the fact, they come up and they go, man, I wish I'd have met you 10 years ago before I spent $60,000 on all these boot camps.
Seriously. Well, and that's what attracted me to you too, because I've had so many different, I've seen a lot of different companies. I've seen a lot of education companies, and I've even known people that were the coaches in those education companies where they had to pay 50 or 60 grand. And I mean, for the most part, I mean, half of those people that were teaching you didn't even do real estate themselves, and they're just getting paid like, 10, 12, 15 bucks an hour coaching on the phone to teach you out of a manual, but not actually giving you real life experience, which obviously you've got a lot of that.
Yeah, and I know most of those companies, and I know the people who own them, and it's really irritating. It's frustrating to me that, college kids are trying to educate individuals on how to invest when they haven't even bought their own home. You know, they have no idea what they're talking about or how to help the people on the ground. And they don't even know the area where these people live. I mean, real estate is very localized. How in the world someone from, states and states and states away can tell you how to do real estate in your local market
right.
is beyond me. I don't understand how in the world they can feel good about taking money for something that they just simply can't provide.
Amen. Well, hey, we're at the last few seconds of our show here. What would you recommend people do to get in contact with you or to learn more about what you do?
You know what? I people have an aversion to the phone. I don't know why, but I think maybe you can attest that nobody in my company bites. We're really here to help, and we don't have to pressure people into doing things. I would encourage you to call. Our phone number is 801-305-3119. Just call, set an appointment. Everything we do here is free, which is also hard to believe.
Mm-hmm.
We make our money as real estate brokers when we sell properties. So We only make money when you're successful. So all of our coaching is free. All of our education is free. Everything we do is free to our clients. They don't ever pay us money. And so the reason I say that is because people get a little bit scared to call in because they think they're going to get hard sold something. And that's just not the way it is. We're here to help. So I would encourage people to call. You can also email me. I read all the emails, and you know, I'd love to get you in touch with some of our specialists. My email is ron@investmentpropertycoach.com. You can go to my website, ron-phillips.com, wealthacceleratorsystem.com. Any of those ways you can get in contact with us. But again, the best way is just to call our office, schedule an appointment.
Awesome. Ron, it's been such a pleasure having you on the show today. Thank you so much. This is great, valuable information. So, all right, everybody. Well, hey, appreciate your time on today. And be sure to listen in next week. We got some great content coming up, some great stuff. So, anyways, make it a prosperous week and go out there and you know, focus on freedom, not on slavery. We'll talk to you guys later. Goodbye.